Welcome back to Giants.com from Indianapolis and Lucas Oil Stadium, the 2015 NFL Combine. I am John Schmelk, and today's Giants Insider is from Sports Illustrated and SI.com, Chris Burke, their draft expert. Chris, obviously the Combine's been in full effect. Today we're going to see the big guys on defense, the front seven, get to work. Who are some of the guys you're going to keep a special eye on today to see how they do on their workouts, which might affect their draft stock in a couple months?
Well, it's a really interesting class in that front seven. There's a lot of edge guys. I think Randy Gregory certainly is a top five potential pick, but it's also a really good defensive line, the bigger guys. Leonard Williams, I think it's really important for him this weekend to see how his medicals check out. He said he had some issues with his shoulders at USC. There's just a lot of potential there. Those three, four, those stand-up outside linebackers, you know, guys that can fill a number of roles, and so we'll see 40 times, things like that. That's always, you know, kind of keep an eye on how fast these guys are going to be.
And, you know, I think it's tough now in college football. There are so many 3-4 defenses, and a lot of NFL teams still run the 4-3. Which of these hybrid guys coming out of college do you think can best transition to be a true 4-3 defensive end that can not only rush the passer, but maybe stop the run a little bit too?
Sure. Well, I think Dante Fowler out of Florida is someone that can do both those things. I think he's big enough to play on the edge in a 4-3. Eric Armstead's another guy that you're going to hear a lot about out of Oregon, just because he's sort of a freakish athlete. I mean, he's big size. I mean, 6'7", 6'8". We'll see what he actually stands at when they measure him. But, you know, he has that length and that size you kind of want on the edge, someone that can stuff the run and do a lot of different things. You know, sort of that Jason Pierre-Paul role, someone who can be on the field all three downs. You don't have to be a rotational guy.
Obviously, very early still, and so much can change in a couple months. But how many defensive linemen do you think, and I'll include the 3-4 hybrid pass rushers in that category, do you think will be off the board by the time the Giants pick at number 9?
I think we'll probably see 4 or 5 at this rate. I mean, I think it's going to be a high number. And I mentioned Gregory, Leonard Williams. I mean, I think Shane Ray is someone else that's going to be talked about up in that mix. A lot of teams are going to look for defense, and I think they're going to wait on offensive tackle, maybe even wide receiver.
All right, very quickly on linebacker, Shaq Thompson, linebacker, middle, outside, safety. Where do you see him fitting in the NFL?
I mean, I love Shaq Thompson. He's one of my favorite prospects in this draft. I think he's probably best at an outside linebacker, maybe a weak side linebacker role where you can have some of the other guys take on those blockers and let him just sort of funnel those plays to him, let him make tackles, clean things up. I think he could fill that role, but I'd put him at linebacker and just kind of turn him loose, let him make plays, maybe give him some handoffs too. I mean, he can carry the football out of the backfield if you need him to.
What do you think of the 4-3 Mike inside linebackers in this draft? Is there a guy that's going to get picked that you think can be a legitimate three-down middle linebacker in a 4-3 set in the NFL?
You know, I think Bernardrick McKinney out of Mississippi State is one of those guys, can play early and can handle a lot of load. He's more of a downhill guy, so I'm not sure if there is someone that can go three downs. I mean, I think Eric Kendricks from UCLA can fill that. He's not as big as those guys, not as big of a hitter, but he's more athletic, so you can drop him in coverage, and then you can, like I said, bring him downhill against the run too. I think he is a three down guy, so it's just a matter of what you're looking for, I guess, depending on you know, who's already on the roster.
Chris, great stuff. Enjoy the rest of the weekends. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Chris Burke, SI.com Sports Associated. We thank him for joining us on Giants.com. Stay tuned all weekend long from coverage in Indianapolis.